Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Every year, it seems, there are new rules for retirement plans, and 2025 is no different. Our next guest will fill us in on the details. Scotty Scott is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia. Scotty, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just dive right in here. What do we need to know for our retirement plans this year?
Absolutely. There's a number of changes that are going into effect this year. Majority of them are based on the Secure Act 2.0, which is passed in 2022, and they've had some phased legislations that will affect retirement plans. And in particular, ones coming into play this year are aimed more at older workers and even potentially some retirees. The biggest one is related to catch-up contributions. When you are contributing to your retirement plan, if you are over the age of 50, you are allowed to put some additional funds away when you're saving for retirement. This has been around for a couple of years, but they are now indexing these amounts for inflation. But what's changed this year is that if individuals who are now age 60 to 63 are able to contribute more than those that you're just age 50. So if you're age 60 to 63 and still working and contributing to your 401k plan, you can contribute up to $11,250 above the normal standard living limits, which would put your total amount to $34,750, which is quite a lot of money. So if you are maybe a little bit late on your saving for retirement and want to catch up, this is exactly what this was for.
Yeah, I'm sure that people listening in that age bracket are happy to hear this. So that's good news.
Absolutely.
What's next?
Yeah, so another one that is probably aimed more at people who have already retired is the changing of the required minimum distribution age. And a lot of people probably know what a required minimum distribution is. And when you get to a certain age, the government wants you to start taking money out of your retirement plan that's been growing tax deferred for a long period of time. And for many, many years, it was age 70 and a half. But starting last year, they actually bumped it up to age 73. And that gives a few people some extra years for those funds to grow, which is great. And they're even changing it again in 2033, where they're making it from 73 to 75.
All right. Now, where are we going next?
So another one that's probably targeted at part-time workers. So this may be people who are having multiple jobs, or maybe you are phasing down retirement. A lot of people that I work with, you know, they may take a phased retirement where they're not working full-time. And a lot of company plans have the ability to where if you're not working full-time, you are not eligible to participate in your 401k. But the rule that's going into effect this year is if you've worked over 500 hours in two consecutive years, you must be allowed to participate in your company's 401k plan. So this is a great opportunity to, again, save a little bit more in your company retirement plan if you were maybe working a couple part-time jobs, or if you're phasing down retirement and maybe not working as many hours as you have in the past, so you can still participate in those retirement plans, which is great.
And so 500 hours, though, is the limit?
500 hours over the last 2 years, that's correct.
Oh, okay, over the last two. So 2 years working 500 hours. You could work 100 hours 1 year and 400 the previous year.
I believe it's 500 in consecutive years, so you have to work 500 1 year, 500 the next year. So it's you're still working a lot, but it is better than working full-time.
Gotcha. All right, we might have time for one more here. Scotty, what do you have for us?
Yeah, and this is one I was not aware of, and I kind of came across in my research for this episode, is that the government has started a lost and found for retirement savings. A lot of people change jobs. In fact, most workers, I read a statistic that you may have over 12 jobs during your lifetime. And if you've had a company retirement plan at one of those jobs and may have not rolled it over and maybe just sitting somewhere, the government has started a retirement savings lost and found database from the Department of Labor. And this is brand new. Companies were allowed to start participating or submitting data just in November of last year. So it may not be fully populated, but it might be a website that you'll be able to go to and enter your information and see if you have any outstanding retirement plans that are just sitting there and they may have lost touch with you, and might be a good way to find some extra money that you have left out there. So I think we'll include a link in the show notes, and I would encourage everyone to check it out few times as the companies start to put more data into it. But that's a neat thing that the government is doing, and I had not heard about it, so I thought I would share it with the group.
All right, that is very interesting. Well, Scotty, as always, great information. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for having me.
Scotty Scott is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.